早安。
It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a, I want to thank you for giving me this honor, to share with you this morning.
我很高兴来到这里和大家分享信息，也感谢主能够邀请我来到这里。
This morning's passage for, this morning's sermon is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 25 through 32.
今天我要分享的经文是在路加福音第二章二十五到三十二节。
I'm going to ask Pastor Jay to lead us in reading this passage for this morning.
好吧，我们一起先来读一次啊，路加福音二章二十五到三十二。来，在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西缅，这个人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到。又有圣灵在他身上，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西缅就用手接过他来，称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就在你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。好，我们就读到这里。
Christmas is only 7 days away. Is everyone excited?
圣诞节就再七天就到了，我想大家都很兴奋啊。
It is my favorite holiday of the entire year because it's unlike any other day of the year.
这也是我一年里头最喜欢的假期。
Because with most holidays, when the holiday comes, you celebrate on that day.
大部分的假期是你那一天到，你那天才庆祝。
But with Christmas, it is totally different.
但圣诞节不一样。
Some places start getting ready for Christmas the day after Halloween.
很多人开始准备圣诞节在 Halloween.
And there is this crescendo of events and activities leading up to that day, December 25th.
所以我们有一种好像越来越往上提升的来准备圣诞节。
You put up a Christmas tree, you hang Christmas ornaments, you go Christmas shopping, you bake Christmas cookies, you go to Christmas parties. And of course, you have a Christmas church worship service.
从圣诞节没来之前，我们就开始参加宴席，我们买礼物，我们装饰圣诞灯、圣诞树，当然到最后就是我们教会有圣诞的庆祝。
But of course, what makes Christmas so special? It's the gifts that we give and receive to one another.
但其实圣诞节有一个更高兴的，就是我们领受礼物，并且礼物给别人。
And as a child, you know, some of the most vivid and most memories in my mind are the times that the Christmas morning I would wake up and run downstairs to open up.
当我小孩子的时候，我最兴奋的就是早上起来。从楼上到楼下，看到圣诞树前面父母给我准备的礼物。
But even from when I was really little, my parents taught me very, very well how to react on Christmas morning.
我的父母那时候小时候就教我这样，对拿到礼物又应该怎么反应。
They told us that no matter what you get, you should always be thankful and say, "This is just what I wanted."
不管什么礼物拿到，你都要装着，这就是我要的。
Sometimes it was genuine, sometimes it was not.
有时候真的是我想要的，有时候不是。
And I remember every time we would go over to my auntie's house to also celebrate Christmas afterwards.
我到我的婶婶家庆祝圣诞节的时候。
And every single year she would give us the same thing, a sweater.
每一年她总是给我同样的礼物，就是一个毛衬衫。
And over the years, I had about 15 sweaters, which I never wore.
我累积了15个衬衫，我从来没有穿过。
And so we would get the Christmas gift from her, and I would open it up, and it would be a sweater.
然后我每次打开，又是同样的礼物。
And I would take a quick glance at my mom, and she would give me this mom look like, And I knew that was my cue to raise it above my head, saying, "This is just what I wanted. Thank you." And I go over and give her a hug and say thank you. Well, this morning, I've titled my message, "Just What I Wanted." Because we come to a passage concerning the birth of Christ where a man named Simeon really received just what he wanted. There was no pretending, no false gratitude. It was a genuine, sincere gratitude to God for what to receive what he's been waiting for his entire life. And of all the birth narratives about the birth of Christ, this is my favorite passage because in a very powerful and moving way, it captures the true impact of what Christmas is all about. So before we enter into God's presence in his word, let's open up in a word of prayer. Lord, we want to thank you for giving us this opportunity to worship you and to give you praise. Lord, we also want to thank you and pray, ask that your Holy Spirit would teach us this morning to help us to understand the true meaning of Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You know, as we examine this passage, we quickly learn the excitement over this, the momentous event of this first Christmas.
当我们仔细思想这段经文的时候，我们很快就看到圣诞节。
But as we enter into the account of Simeon, it's almost as though all those events have passed.
当我们看西门对西曼圣诞耶稣降生反应，其实耶稣已经降生了。
Mary had already given birth to Jesus in the manger.
耶稣的母亲已经生下了耶稣。
The angels have already appeared to the shepherds in the fields.
天使也向牧羊人告诉说耶稣已经降生了。
The shepherds have already visited the baby Jesus in the manger and praising God.
那个牧羊人也找到耶稣，并且赞美了神，归荣耀给神。
And the wise men, they're well on their way to come and visit Jesus.
东方来的博士也正在找耶稣了。
So the first Christmas has come and gone.
第一个圣诞节已经过了，已经下来了。
So it's time to take down the nativity scene in your foyer.
应该照理讲，应该圣诞礼物都拿到了，圣诞树也应该拿开了。
Well, not so fast.
但没那么快。
There was still one man who was eagerly awaiting for his first Christmas, and his name was Simeon.
还有一个人，西缅，他仍然在等待他最想要的礼物。
And all we know from Scripture about this man is that it says that he was righteous and devout.
从经文让我们看到这个人说他是公义的人，并且是很敬虔的人。
And not only that, it's been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before seeing the Lord's Christ, the Messiah of the world.
并且圣灵已经跟他启示说，在你死之前一定会看到弥赛亚的降生。
And we also learn from this passage that he was moved by the Holy Spirit to enter into the temple courtyard.
圣经告诉我们，神的灵还感动他到圣殿的广场去。
And it just so happened that Joseph and Mary, the new parents of Jesus, had also come into the temple to obey the law.
那时候耶稣的父母就带着耶稣进来。
And they had come to fulfill the law concerning Mary's purification and also to dedicate their first child to the Lord.
那是满足律法的要求，就是他妇女要做洁净礼，生产之后。并且他还准备把耶稣献给神。
And interesting, we also learn in verse 24 that once again we're reminded that they were very, very poor.
二十四节让我们想起耶稣的家庭是很贫穷的，他的父母是很贫穷的。
Because they could only afford a pair of doves and two young pigeons for for the sacrifice instead of the normal sacrificial lamb.
他们带到神面前的只是两个很便宜的雏鸽鸽子。
And once again, it speaks about the humble and poor conditions and what Jesus had come into this world.
让我们想到神的儿子是这么的谦卑，他到世上来是这么的卑微。
And yet none of that mattered to Simeon because as soon as their paths crossed, his life was changed forever.
但这些不影响西缅，当他碰到耶稣之后，他整个生命改变了。
And what we see in his words and his actions give us a glimpse exactly what the gift of Jesus is all about.
从他讲的话，我们可以看到到底这位耶稣降生给我们是什么样的礼物。
Well, first of all, we learn that it is the gift of comfort. A gift of comfort.
我们看到这里第一个礼物是安慰的礼物。
Now, where do I get that? Well, first of all, look at verse 25.
看看25节。
It says that Simeon was waiting for the consolation of Israel. That's what the English translation, the consolation of Israel.
圣经就说他一直在等着以色列的安慰者来到。
But perhaps in your Chinese translations, what it really talking about, it can also be translated the comfort of Israel.
中文圣经就是翻译成安慰。
And that term was often used frequently by the Jews to describe the coming Messiah.
犹太人常常这样讲，就是他们在等待一个弥赛亚的降临，就是基督的降临。
The Messiah, the deliverer, the one that would bring comfort to their nation.
弥赛亚就是神选召一直要来拯救他们这个国家的那一位。
And why was comfort so important to them?
为什么安慰对他们那么重要呢？
Well, during the time of Christ, the Jews had already for many centuries been ruled by foreign powers.
在那个时候，以色列人几百年已经亡国，被人家统治。
First it was the Babylonians, then it was the Medes, the Persians, and now it was the hated Roman Empire.
从巴比伦一直到波斯，到那时候的罗马帝国。
To say that they were waiting for someone to deliver them from this oppression would be an understatement.
他们等着就是希望能够从被压抑的光景拯救出来。
They were waiting for someone, a king, to restore their power and prestige as a nation.
他们就在等着一个有能力的王来带领他们重新更新他们国家的地位。
They probably wore hats that said, "Make Israel great again."
他们可能希望这个人戴着帽子，让我们以色列再伟大起来，像 Donald Trump 讲的。
But you know, Simeon was waiting for a different type of comfort.
但是西门呢，在等的是不同的安慰者。
While his fellow Jews were waiting for a Messiah that would deliver them from political oppression,
他们的同胞等着是一个王来带领他们脱离别人统治的这样的王。
Simeon was waiting for something much more important.
但他等的更重要的。
He was waiting for the one that would deliver them from spiritual oppression.
他是等着一个王来拯救他们脱离属灵的压抑的王。
He was waiting for the coming king that would free them spiritually and provide eternal comfort from their pain.
他等的是一个王来拯救他们，使得他们在属灵上得到安慰，在永恒上得到永生的安慰。
And what makes Simeon's righteousness so remarkable is to understand the times in which he lived.
最特别关于西门就是他那个时候那个时间。
Politically and spiritually, it was a very dark period in Israel's history.
的确，在政治上，在属灵的光景上，以色列那时候是在最糟糕的光景。
Israel was still a nation that was being oppressed, but even more, they were being spiritually oppressed.
他们不止政治上被压抑、被压制，他们心灵、属灵上也被压制。
They were, in many ways, living in darkness because outwardly, they were very religious, but inwardly they were far from God.
外表他们看起来虽然是有宗教，其实内心是在黑暗压抑里头。
And those who desired to live righteously, like Simeon, probably felt that they were constantly going against the tide of their own people and culture.
那立志敬虔、活出公义的人，像西门这样的人，我相信他一直都在等着国家改变、属灵生活改变。
And isn't that a commentary on what we, the way that we are living in our culture today?
我们今天所活的光景其实也差不多这样子。
Not a year goes by where where I feel like, and many of you probably feel like, we're moving farther and farther and farther away from God.
我们可以看出来，即使我们这个国家、这个世界越来越远离神。
Very discomforting.
让我们很觉得不安。
And that is probably exactly the way that Simeon felt.
那是西门那时候的感受。
His own convictions were going against the religious hypocrisy and against the unfaithfulness of his own people.
他更希望的那时候没有那种宗教的虚伪。
And yet, despite these circumstances, he never lost hope.
但他没有丧失他的盼望。
He never lost hope in the promise that God would send Messiah to bring comfort to his people.
他没有丧失那个神早就已经应许有一个弥赛亚来拯救他们的盼望。
And that's why he was so thrilled when the Holy Spirit revealed to him that he would not die until he would see God's answer for
his sin. 当圣灵跟他启示说，在你看到那个弥赛亚来之前，你不会死，他心中是何等的盼望、跟喜乐、跟等待。
He would not die until he saw the Messiah that would bring redemption.
除非他看到弥赛亚来拯救，他不会死，他很深信这个。
Not only for his people, but for the entire world.
不止他个人，他相信这个弥赛亚也是全世界人的拯救的安慰。
And you know, we may think that Simeon's world seems very far away from us, but in reality, it isn't.
我们以为西门的时代跟我们不一样，其实很接近的。
The times and places may have changed, but we still live in a fallen world that is affected by sin and darkness.
时间跟地点都不一样，但其实今天我们仍然活在一种罪的辖制的光景里头。
And you don't need to look very far to see the pain, the despair, and even the sickness that infects our world and our communities.And even our families.
我们不必看很远，我们就可以看到这个世界在罪的光景下，在家庭里头，在国家里头，在我们的社区里头。
And you know, one of the most sobering statistics is that during the time of Christmas, the suicide rate actually goes up.
事实上，有一个统计，在圣诞节期间，自杀也是最多的时候。
For many people, instead of finding joy, they find despair.
很多人在找喜乐，事实上最后他们带来的是失望跟绝望。
And for some of you this morning, that's exactly the way you feel.
可能我们当中也有些人也有这种感受。
And what you desperately need is to experience the comfort from God.
其实你最需要就是要神的安慰。
Well, Simeon's message to us is good news because Christmas reminds us of the great comforter we have in Jesus.
圣诞节提醒我们，这位耶稣降临就是神带来的安慰。
And no matter what burdens, no matter what pain you're experiencing, we can take comfort in the words of our Savior Jesus Christ.
不管今天我们是怎么样的重担或什么光景，让我们真的是在耶稣里找到安慰。
And in Matthew 11:28, we hear these words from Jesus. He says, "Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."Take my yoke upon me and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls.
马太福音11章28节，耶稣自己这样说：凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就
What a beautiful promise in that we have in the gift of comfort.
这耶稣给我们那么伟大的应许，那个安慰的应许。
Well, not only that, we also find out that Jesus is also the gift of peace.
不止这样，我们从这段经文看到耶稣的降生是一个平安的礼物。
Look at verse 27 with me.
看27节。
When Mary and Joseph had brought Jesus into the temple courts to dedicate him. Simeon had been waiting for this moment his entire life.
当耶稣的父母把耶稣带到圣殿里头准备献给神的时候，西门就是在等待这个时刻。
He takes the baby Jesus in his arms and notice the very first words that come out of his mouth.
他抱着这个孩子，然后看看他讲的第一句话。
He says, "O Lord."Let thy bond servant depart in peace.
他说，让我就离开这个平安的离开这个世界。
Now, we don't know how long Simeon lived after this, but we know one thing for sure.
我们不知道他在此之后再活多久，但我们一件事情绝对知道的。
The righteous and devout man who had been waiting for this moment in his entire life was now at peace.
这位敬虔又公义的人，我们知道从此以后他的生命一直都是很平安。
He had received the gift of peace.
他领受了平安的礼物。
Now, what exactly is the gift of peace?
什么是平安的礼物？
Unfortunately, there's a lot of confusion over what peace really means today.
有今天很多人对平安这个字有很多的混乱。
I think it's due to the fact that we hear that word so often in the news.
我们听到平安这个字太普遍了。
We hear about peace in Syria, peace in the Middle East, and even racial peace in our country.
我们听到中东的平安，叙利亚那里的平安和平。我们看到这个国家的这个种族之间的和平。
All that is nice and I think is a very worthy goal, but I would venture to say that most people's view of peace is simply to stop fighting.
那些虽然很好，但其实那些只是外表上你的止息的征战。
Most people view peace as to end the conflict.
他们认为平安就是不要吵架就好。
But biblically, that definition of peace falls woefully short.
但从圣经神的角度来讲，那个还没有达到真正神要给平安的定义。
Because when the Bible talks about peace, it's not only talking about peace between people, but it's also talking about peace, more importantly, between us and God.
当圣经讲到平安，不只是讲到人之间不争吵，它更重要讲到我们跟神之间有一个平安。
In fact, this concept of peace is fundamental to the whole message of the birth of Christ.
这个平安其实就是耶稣降生一个最重要最基本的意义。
If you look back in chapter 2 and verse 14, some of the very first words that came out of heaven concerning the birth of Christ was glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to men.
如果我们再看这段圣经的二章十四节那里，当耶稣降生，准备降生的时候，天使第一次讲话就是讲荣耀归给神。地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
And in the great prophet of Isaiah, he prophesying about the coming Messiah, he described Jesus in Isaiah 9 as the Prince of Peace.
先知以赛亚讲到这位弥赛亚来的时候，就是一个 Prince of Peace, 就是和平之君。
And this is one aspect that we miss often during this time of the year.
这是常常我们在圣诞节的时候忘记的一个。
Because without Christ, there is no such thing as peace between God and man.
没有基督，就没有所谓人跟神之间的平安。
Now, it says in Romans 5:10 that our sin actually makes us enemies with God.
在罗马书那里讲到说，我们人的罪其实是让我们跟神是敌对的。
In Colossians 1:21, it says, those who are apart from Christ are actually alienated, are hostile to God.
哥罗西书第一章讲到说，我们这些人原来是与神隔离，并且与神敌对的人。
Now that's not something we think or talk very much about during Christmas.
我们可能在圣诞节很少讲到这个。
That's not something we put in a Christmas card.
我们圣诞节里卡片也不会讲写这些字。
But among all the pageantry of the season, we need to understand that our own sin puts us in opposition to God.
但其实在这圣诞节，我们更要想到，我们原来我们的罪，其实我们是在跟神敌对的。
And until we are gripped with the severity of our own sin, we will never fully appreciate how incredible the peace of God is.
除非我们明白这个事实，我们不太可能可以明白所谓耶稣降生带来就是跟神的平安的意义。
Because Jesus didn't come so that we could have a wonderful holiday. He came to take away our sin.
因为耶稣降生不是只让我们有一个假期，他主要是来洁净我们的罪，把我们的罪拿走。
Jesus wasn't born in a manger so that we can just sing Silent Night or Joy to the World.
耶稣降生在马槽不只是要我们在那边唱平安夜啊，万事啊，普世欢腾。
He came to earth to forgive us of our sin and to reconcile us to God.
他来世界就是要赦免我们的罪，好叫我们跟神和好。
That is the gift of peace.
那是一个平安的礼物。
And if that isn't enough, the narrative of Simeon continues.
如果那不够，这段经文还有继续的。
And in verse 30, we discover that it is also the gift of salvation.
三十节甚至于说，这个礼物是救恩的礼物。
Look at verses 30 and 32 with me.
我们看第三十节跟三十二节。
It says, For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory for your people Israel.
因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
Through the Holy Spirit, Simeon recognized that the birth of Christ meant salvation, not only for his people, but for the entire world.
借着圣灵，西门了解到耶稣的降生不只是以色列人救恩的礼物，是全世界人救恩的礼物。
Jesus is the salvation that God had prepared for the fullness of time to be revealed.
耶稣是神给人类准备救恩在时候满足的时候显现出来的。
He is the light of the revelation for those living in darkness, not only for Jews, but also for the Gentiles.
他是那照亮人本来活在黑暗里的光，不只给以色列人，也给外邦人的。
And this is the very climax of all of biblical history.
这是整个圣经历史的最高潮。
Because all of Scripture, everything in the Old Testament, points and is looking in anticipation to this very event.
所有圣经旧约整个的历史记载历史都是指着这个时候要满足。
The time where God would bring comfort, peace, and salvation to all those who believe in Him.
就是神最后要把那平安的礼物、安慰的礼物、救恩的礼物赐下来。
And I believe Simeon understood how momentous this occasion was.
西门了解到神的计划，这个就是这个时刻。
Because he can hardly contain his excitement, and we can see the excitement in his words and actions.
他兴奋的，我们可以看得出来，从他讲的话、他的行动，他兴奋。
And notice, go back to verse 29 and notice what he says in this verse.
我们再回去看看前面的经文，他怎么说。
It says, Let thy servant depart in peace.
他说，让我就离开，平安地离开这个世界。
The word depart actually means allow to die.
离开意思就是让我死。
And literally what Simeon is saying, God, allow me, your servant, to pass from this earth because I have seen your salvation.
神啊，我可以离开，你可以让我死，因为我已经看到这个礼物了。
In essence, Simeon is saying, I can now face death because my eyes have seen eternal life.
他意思就是说，现在我可以面对死亡，因为我已经看到永生，已经预备好了。
He has no fear of darkness because he has seen the light.
他不需要惧怕黑暗，因为他已经看到真光。
And there's nothing else on earth that holds of any value compared to what he was holding in his arms.
世界上任何的东西价值上来比较都没有比他这时候所抱的那个耶稣更有价值。
And you know, Simeon's reaction to Jesus reminds me of the Apostle Paul's words in Philippians 3:8-9.
西门的反应让我提醒新约使徒保罗在腓立比书三章八到九节所讲的话。
Let me go ahead and read these words to you in Philippians 3:8-9.
让我读一下腓立比书三章八九节。
It says, I consider everything a loss to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
我也将万事当作有损的。因为我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土， 为要得着基督。
For both Simeon and the Apostle Paul, there was absolutely nothing here on earth that comparing to knowing Jesus Christ.
对西门，对使徒保罗都一样，在这个世界上没有一个任何东西比起耶稣更有价值。
There was nothing else that they wanted except Jesus.
除了耶稣，没有比他更想要的。
And the question that we need to ask ourselves is that how we feel too?
我们要问自己，就是这是不是我们也是这样子的看耶稣
？Is Jesus just what I wanted?
是不是耶稣就是我想要的
？Now speaking of getting just what we wanted, there are, you know, admittedly quite a few things in this world that makes us happy and gives us some satisfaction.
讲到这个，当然我们可以想到这个世界有很多东西，很多东西的确让我们很高兴，很想要。
For some people, it's food. They just love eating good food.
有些人就是喜欢吃好的东西，那是他想要的。
So for some people, it's clothes. They love nice clothes.
很多人喜欢很好的衣服，那是他想要的。
It could be cars.
很多人喜欢车子。
And admittedly for myself, I like technology and gadgets.
我喜欢科技跟科技产物。
And occasionally when we receive one of these things that we really enjoy as a gift, there is this feeling, well, this is just what I wanted.
的确，当我们每次拿到那种礼物，我们很高兴，这就是我要的。
But you know, in reality, that's just not true.
但事实上，那不是真的。
There's nothing here on earth that can totally fulfill or satisfy.
在这个世界上没有任何东西可以让我们真正找到满足。
We may feel that for a moment.
我们可能满足了一下子。
But that moment quickly passes away.
但那个满足的时刻很快就没了。
And before you know it, there's something else that we just want.
你可能拿到了，不久你又觉得你还想要更要别的东西。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道呢？
Well, there's one number, and that number is 655 billion.
有一个数字我记得很清楚，6500亿啊，对哈，6500亿。
As in $655 billion.
6500亿美金。
That is the amount of money that our country will spend on Christmas this year.
那是美国每一年今年圣诞节要花的钱，6500亿美金。
It's hard to even imagine that amount of money.
很难想象6500亿来买圣诞礼物，整个国家。
You could buy every single professional sports team in this nation, football, baseball, hockey, whatever else there is, and still not even spend half of it.
你可以用这个钱买任何球队，还不需要用到一半。
You could buy the companies of Apple or Google, just take your pick, whichever one you want, and still have money left over.
可以买 Apple 或者 Google 这些公司也没有问题。
We spend an insane amount of money to get our loved ones just what they wanted.
我们花很多的钱，为了就是让我们的爱的人，我们的亲人得到他们想要的。
But if Christmas tells us anything, it tells us that phrase, just what I wanted, is really a fallacy.
但是如果圣诞节我们知道的意义，其实那个是一个谬论。
Because after spending that much money,we do the same thing over and over and over again.
你看，我们花六千五百亿，明年又继续花六千五百亿，甚至更多，一直花钱。
There's nothing in this world that can fully satisfy.
这个世界没有任何东西可以真正的让我们满足。
There's nothing in this life that can bring lasting satisfaction.
这个世界上没有任何东西可以让我们有一个永恒的满足。
Except for one thing.
除了一个东西。
And that is the thing that is the baby that Simeon is holding in his arms.
那就是那个婴孩，西门抱在手中的婴孩。
Now we may never have, we will never have the thrill of physically holding baby Jesus in our arms, but we certainly can experience the gift, the same gift that Simeon received.
当然，今天我们不可能亲自去握着那个耶稣，但我们可以经验到那个礼物的可贵。
We can receive the gift of comfort just as Simeon did.
我们可以像西门一样接受那个安慰的礼物。
We can receive the assurance of the gift of peace in Christ.
我们可以像西门一样接受那个平安的礼物。
And most of all, we can also experience the gift of salvation through
Jesus. 更重要的，
我们可以
借着耶稣接受那个救恩的礼物。
You know, maybe you have come this morning and you have never received that ultimate gift. You may know the meaning of Christmas, but somehow the full impact and significance of this holiday has somehow escaped you. Well, I'm here to tell you that receiving this gift is quite simple. It says in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth that as Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says you will be saved. Because if you truly believe in Jesus Christ and put your faith in him as your Lord and Savior, this ultimate gift God will give to you. And the moment that you do that, you will discover that indeed Jesus is just what you wanted. You know, the world has 655 billion reasons to celebrate Christmas.
这个世界有6500亿, 是不是? 理由来庆祝圣诞节。
But we have one that really counts.
但其实我们只有一个最重要。
And that is, of course, the gift of Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督这个礼物。
Because he was born not simply to bring us holiday cheer,
他不是降生只是让我们有些这样的假期的这种高兴而已。
He came to bring us comfort from our pain and despair.
他带来那个安慰使我们远离那种失望跟痛苦。
Jesus was born not to simply give us good moral teaching.
他也不是来叫我们做好人而已。
He came to give us peace with our Heavenly Father.
他给我们来一个跟上帝之间有平安的礼物。
And he came not simply so that we could celebrate life.
他不是来这里我们只是庆祝我们的生命。
Jesus came so that we can receive eternal life.
他来好叫我们可以得到永生的礼物。
You see, that is the thrill of receiving just what we wanted for Christmas.
那是圣诞节我们找到这就是我们要礼物所带来中的喜乐跟兴奋。
Let's close in prayer.
那我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for this wonderful time of the year that we were reminded of the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that you have given us the opportunity to worship, to adore, and to praise your name. Lord, help us to remember that there is nothing in this world that can compare to this gift. That is, it is the gift of comfort, it is the gift of peace, and it is the gift of salvation. Lord, we thank you that in placing our faith in Jesus Christ, we can receive exactly, perfectly what we want in our very souls. And thank you, Lord, for giving us this time, and we worship and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.